let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. It's a beautifully written and illustrated story of a little girl's sunrise surprise. For a little girl growing up in Texas, loving her horses comes easy. Naturally, she's concerned when there is something mysterious out in the horse pasture with them. The delightful story, Sue's Sunrise Surprise, written by Susan Stanley Brazier, a retired Texas educator, a Bachelor of Science in Education from Texas A&M University, a Master of Library Science from Sam Houston State University. In the classroom, she taught language arts, later served as an educational diagnostician. Susan lives with her husband of almost 50 years in Burton, Texas. Her love of horses, the inspiration for her stories, which are based on real-life experiences. She continues to have horses for her two grandchildren to ride in local rodeo play days. Susan Stanley Brazier, author of Sue's Sunrise Surprise, winner, by the way, the Texas Authors Children's Book of the Year for 2018, is our guest on This Week in America. Susan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Excellent job in writing the book. And this book, and we'll talk about it in depth here, giving away not too much, but getting people interested in the book. This was all based on basically what your experience. I mean, this was Sue in the book was what Sue, you as a young child.
Yes, it is.
Talk about...
It could be any little girl in Texas, but, I favor myself a little bit there.
Well, yes, a five-year-old girl. And talk about this, because she has this love, this passion for horses that you had. Let's talk about, as much as you can, with her Sunrise Surprise, because there's so many elements. It's a great story, but it really gets the child thinking and participating in the critical thinking that's going on in Sue's mind. Give us a little background on the story.
Yes, growing up in Texas, as you said, loved horses. We always had horses at our place. We used them on the farm to gather cattle or to check on the cattle or whatever. And also, being in the country, when cousins and family would come out, we always had a horse somebody could ride, whatever level of riding skills they had. And then with having a bigger family, we participated in the little local rodeos. So we had to have lots of horses for everyone to ride. And also we had little trail rides back then and local parades and different things. So horses was just part of our life. And all the horses in the book we owned, and each one had their own personality. Nellie is one, and she has a big belly. She was an older mare and one that we would put a beginner rider on. And so she would not go very fast, and that's what people like at that stage.
Yes.
Trigger is bigger, and he had a little more life to him, so we would put a more experienced person on him. And then Polka Dot was my dad's horse, and she was quite spirited. And while he was off working, I would ride her to check the cows and everything, and he was surprised one day, too, when he came home and I was on her. But we got along very well. And so it's Polka Dot that ended up with the surprise in the story. And so as the little girl looking out, you know, you kind of say, yeah, there's Nellie, there's Trigger, there's Polka Dot. But wait a minute, there's something else out there. But the horses aren't afraid, so what could it be? And so my process of elimination... Yeah, you know, Sue thinks, well, it's probably Aunt Bonnie's goat. You know, it comes over every once in a while to eat the horse's oats. And I do have an Aunt Bonnie, and she did have a goat. So, I mean, everything is true to life in my story. It had a meaning. And so next page, there's the goat, and the mystery is still there, laying in the hay that's left off of the round bale. It's kind of hiding there. And so Sue calls Mom in, and Mom says, oh, it's probably just a bunny, honey, you know, and doesn't think too much of it. You know, the sun is just coming up. It's kind of hard to see. And next page, well, there's the bunny, little cottontail rabbit, you know, that would be out in the yard. And so they call Dad in. Okay, Dad. And, you know, he's not real concerned. He says, oh, it's probably Uncle Harry's hound. He likes to come around. And the adults would get a kick out of that page because dogs do what they do and mark their territory when they
exactly,
come on.
Yes.
You know, very discreet. I said it had to be discreet, but it has to be true to life. And so, of course, the next page, there's the hound, too, you know, and the mystery is still there. So then the mystery shows itself, and so it's a wonderful surprise and the sunrise, and Sue gets to go out and sit on the gate and watch all the animals. So I can tell the surprise if you want me to.
Well, let's let them read the book. They may be able to figure this out, exactly what it is. And you're doing that because it really is a page-turner, because you want to get on to the next page to sort of find out what Sue's figuring out, and what she's going to find is the actual surprise. The surprise was really, should we tell them?
We can.
Okay. That basically gave her another horse to ride, correct?
Exactly, and I did. I did ride him in the horse in the rodeos later as he got older. So he was one of my horses that I rode, yes.
How exciting was that? Because obviously you can think back to that time period to actually see the young horse out there just after it's born and then eventually riding it later. What was that experience like for a young child?
You can't explain it. You just can't explain it that a horse you already are tuned into, you connect it with, and then they give you this new baby to watch it grow and develop and all the good and the bad that go along with
yes.
raising animals, and then have to have him go through training so you can ride him so he doesn't hurt you. And then to see him progress and to go into the rodeos and how fast he could be. He was very fast, anyway, all the adventures we had then on him, I mean, I have so many stories in my head of things that we did horseback. They're amazing, and this was just kind of to set the stage for more stories to come where we can break it down as each horse or whatever. I haven't gotten that clear in my head yet. I'm just waiting. Each thing comes as it's supposed to, and I've learned to just sit back and wait and be ready to go when the idea comes or something presents itself. But it is something special to raise these animals and know where they came from and know they're part of the place. The place means home, you know.
And yes.
It truly is wonderful and something. And back then, Mom and Dad knew, because Mom winks at Dad when it's, because I guess they weren't thinking and they knew a baby was coming, but Sue didn't. So Mom is winking at Dad there, and adult can pick up on that because they knew what to expect, but it's just like, okay, there it is, you know, and either they were trying to lead me on or they were just not thinking at the time, and then, oh, yeah, we knew she was going to have a baby. We just didn't realize it was today, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
But back then, kids weren't told as much stuff, you know. So
yes.
I didn't know at all until the baby appeared, you know. Now, in my second book, I'll just give a little thing. Sue knows there's a baby coming, so the surprise is a little bit different in the second book.
Interesting.
So it's a different, and that just, that's a true story as well. So,
The first book we're talking about, I can see this whole series based on, it sounds like you've got this whole series that will eventually take place. The first book in the series is Sue's Sunrise Surprise. The book is by our author, guest, Susan Stanley Bergier, and it's available at Susan's website, and I'm going to spell this for you. And then you can link on directly by going to our website. Book available at Amazon, of course. But if you go to our website, you'll get more information on the book. It's Susan Stanley, and Bergier is BROESCHE.com. That's a lot. If you're traveling around, if you just go to our website, you'll be able to link on to it that way. And Susan, you've got a very active Facebook page as well. What is that? Because people can get information on the book at Facebook as well.
Right. It's Sue. I'm sorry. Stories by Sue.
And that's a very simple. We'll have that up on our website
right.
as well. Let's talk about in the process of writing this book. Sometimes you get an illustrator that's not in sync with the author, and you're reading and looking, and it really doesn't advance the story. The illustrator, and talk about the person you worked with, because she really captured every element you were trying to get across in this book. It's the perfect compliment. She did an excellent job.
She did. Crystal is very talented, very intuitive. In my books, I want the horses to be real animals. They don't talk or fly or think like people or anything. They're the way God made them to be, and that's wonderful.
Yes.
They're majestic animals. They're just amazing to be around and to get to know. Each one has their own personality. And I wanted Crystal to be able to capture that. And so she knew from the get-go that a horse had to stand like a horse. It had to act like a horse. Everything had to be as nature made it. Even the other little animals in there, I didn't want anything comical or not. That's how I wanted it presented, as nature has it. Anyway, and Crystal actually grew up in the same county pretty much as I did, but I'm old enough, I'm sure, to be her mother, and we've never actually met in person. We just connected through a mutual friend, and we started talking one day, and I was telling her about the story, and we just, it was an instant connection, and she started doing this, and I can't tell you how she did the sunrise to make it, the colors make it look like a sunrise. I mean, she captured it, and it's just amazing the work that she did. I give her so much credit for the making the book come to life, and she tells me that without my story, she couldn't have done her job. So we go hand in hand in credit as far as a teamwork goes. She did. She just really captured the story and made it just come to life. She added so many extra details, and some of the details in there, there's a red bird on each set of pages, and that's my dad in the story because I was his little helpmate, and we did a lot of the outside chores together, and the horse riding and that came through him. And so this first book is dedicated to him, and it's represented, like I said, by the red bird. And children enjoy finding the red bird on each page, and they can make that connection with it.
I was going to say, after you read a couple pages, you look for that. So I'm sorry, just finish that thought.
Right, exactly. And I wanted him to just be present in the book. So that's how I decided to do it. The other thing, Sue has a bedtime prayer over her bed. I asked Crystal to add that. It's not part of the story, but I wanted to bring out my faith somehow, so it was evident in the story or in the book. And to me, if parents see that and they do their little bedtime prayers or whatever, it validates them. It says, look, you know, Sue did the same prayer, or this is the prayer that Sue liked when she went to bed every night. And if they don't do it, it's like a gentle reminder, you know, to why don't we try this little bedtime story? You know, maybe it's a way a parent can get into that habit. You know, it's just there. You know, just referenced a little bit as a reminder. So those are some of the things, like I said, and the dog do what dogs do.
Exactly.
You know, watch their territory.
Exactly.
The parents winking. You know, there's some things that adults can pick up on in the story that maybe the kids don't, because I just wanted that little extra, you know, in there. And part of me, other than the story, is added in. And Crystal was really good about working those things in and just put so many other things on each page. The wildflowers that are blooming right now in Texas, the bluebonnet and the Indian paintbrush. She has those in there, the oak tree there with the horses. John Deere tractor is on one page, you know, just so much. And we modernized the setting so that kids would enjoy reading it, because my bedroom back home wasn't that pretty, you know, that. So we debated about that. And we decided to go ahead and modernize the setting just so that kids would read the story. And to me, the story was more important, getting it out there, than the setting of the story.
Yes.
Like I said, the bedroom and that. So a lot of thought, a lot of work went into each page, and so much of it Crystal did on her own, with ideas that I would give her. I would send her pictures. You know, this is the kind of gate I want. This is this or this is that. And then she would find a way to incorporate it. And just wonderful to work with. I really appreciate all of her hard work.
And that's Crystal Maloney that does the illustration for the book Sue's Sunrise Surprise. This book is fast becoming, from the reviews that I'm reading, this is like a child's favorite book. It's one of those read it to me one more time books in the evening. It really has something there that the children are able to relate to. They really are enjoying the book.
Yes. Yes. What parents are telling me, it's a kid's favorite book. And even I've been asked, what age group is it for? I have retired teachers buying it and just having it like a coffee table book,
yes.
You know, to set out for guests to look at, or buy it for a gift, for a baby shower or for a newborn or whatever. Older people enjoy reading it too. And it's just, a lot of times it helps them relate to a story when they were that age. You know, they can reminisce as well as what I did in the story.
What are you working on now? You mentioned that you've got all of these ideas. I know that you're maybe looking for, in the second book, an underwriter, somebody to, you know, assist you from that standpoint in getting the book published. What are you working on now?
Well, like I said, I have all these stories. I'm just kind of seeing what comes out of them. I have things written, I have things, ideas jotted down. I'm not sure what direction I'm going in next. I think I'm going to see what happens. I've always just kind of let things happen as they will, and that's how the first book played out. Each step of the way, something appeared when it was supposed to and helped me along. If it was financial, if it was finding a publisher, it happened when it was supposed to. So I'm kind of using that same attitude now. I can go in any direction. And you said the underwriter. What I was thinking about there, in the second book, she has a computer on her desk, and the screen is blank right now. We could put a screensaver on it, but I thought if someone wanted to pitch something they have, be it a product, be it some type of advertising, something they do or whatever, and just kind of help out and be focused there as something Sue would relate to or have up and the parent would agree with, you know. And I don't know what that is. I'm just throwing that idea out.
And if anybody has any ideas, yeah, we'll give you the website here in a second where you can get in touch with Susan, and again, in touch with her in Facebook as well, to help get the message out there. It worked out so well in getting the first book, Sue's Sunrise Surprise. Our guest on the program is the author Susan Stanley Brazier. And I'm going to spell this here, Susan Stanley, Brooschee, and her website is hername.com. You can link on to that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan, what was the Facebook page again? That was very simple for people to remember.
Stories by Sue.
Yep, and you can find that information, and we will have that up on the website as well. It has to be an exciting time getting the book out there, getting the response. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program today to talk about the story. It's such a delightful story. As I've said, winner of the Texas Authors Children's Book of the Year for 2018. Susan, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck. Stay in touch. Best of luck on future books. And congratulations on the success with Sue's Sunrise Surprise. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. And once again, information on Susan and her book you'll find at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.